Maintain low or variable overheads. And this is linked very much to the idea of discovery-driven planning. You want to keep lean and fit as a business so that you can adapt and be flexible, that you can change quickly. So maintaining lower variable overheads is critical. Design systems that are not cast in stone. So you want, again, to have systems that will grow with the business or can be changed. So they're flexible systems. An example of a company which had very entrepreneurial people in it, but lost them because they had a process of evaluating new ideas, which took 2 years. By which time, of course, the market opportunity has long since disappeared. So you need to make sure you don't introduce bureaucratic systems and processes for decision making, because that will completely stifle innovation and entrepreneurship. Make sure that there are few decision makers at the top. An example of a company called Intuit, software company, they made a software product, super product, financial software called Quicken and QuickBooks. They started to grow enormously. They started to suffer from the bureaucracy of having a centralized functional system. Marketing was central, finance was central, and all the divisions were waiting for a lot of time for decisions. So they decided to actually separate all of the businesses and only keep some core services at the middle, but all decision making went out to the individual business units that managed the different product ranges. So you weren't waiting for a board to make a decision. You could make a decision locally for your products, for your markets, which was necessary to keep that entrepreneurial spirit alive. And finally, you'll be delighted to hear, in successful entrepreneurs, we see not flashes of inspiration and great fortune, but a set of conscientiously applied disciplines that ensure a maximum possible return for the minimum possible investment. Thank you very much.